First of all, can you give me your thoughts ahead of Boris Johnson's announcement later today?
Well, I think many countries are removing the remaining protective measures. Northern Ireland's already lifted all legal restrictions. I think that's what we'll hear from England as well. I think it's a reasonable thing to do, but the big questions are, what is the testing capacity going to be going forward? And what are we going to do with all our big surveys and pieces of research that will tell us, for example, if a new variant appears? So those are the remaining questions, really. The situation has been transformed by vaccines, treatments, and the way the virus has evolved. I think governments around the world would find it incredibly difficult to tell people to stay at home again. We need to manage this virus in a different way. We'll probably need to have vaccines in future, particularly older groups, but I think we can almost certainly recognise that we won't be going back to the situation we were in the early 2020 or 2021.
The one worry I suppose some might have is if self-isolation as a legal requirement was axed, then what concerns do you have that that could make the COVID situation generally worse?
People should still self-isolate, particularly if they have symptoms. I think there's some confusion around the differences between different UK nations. In England, it was a legal requirement backed up by fines if you didn't follow it. We never had that in Scotland. It was always guidance in Scotland, except for international travel, where it was legally required. But it's very strong guidance. The same, for example, in Northern Ireland. So I think we are going to see or hear more from the Scottish Government tomorrow. I suspect they will say we continue with strong guidance on self-isolation. I also think England will be moving from a legal requirement to guidance. Basically, if you're unwell, particularly with a respiratory virus, I think it's good practice not to be spreading it to others. And that's something we should apply, not just for COVID, but for flu and other things in the months and years to come.
So effectively, a cultural change after the last 2 years.
That's right. And I think people will recognise that. You know, I hope gone are the days where we're coughing and sneezing in the office and spreading it to others. There are some, of course, who will lose income if they can't work. And I think there needs to be a national discussion around how we support individuals and employers to recognise that sick leave, when necessary, to prevent things spreading to other people is something we have to have a better provision of.
We've heard one or two people talking about testing and the potential possibility that free testing that you can obtain, lateral flow tests and the like, might no longer be free in the future. What's your concerns that that's going to put a setback on bringing COVID under control?
We do need to scale back our testing infrastructure, which is one of the most extensive in the world, just because of the sheer expense. And we don't have enough money for other things, for the NHS and other vital services. And in many countries, you've always had to pay for lateral flows. However, we do need to retain testing capacity. And the main reason for that is if people have symptoms or they're unwell, we need to know whether it's COVID or not, to try and determine their eligibility for treatments. The other reason we need testing, particularly PCR testing, is to look out for variants, because you can't sequence the virus genetically unless you have samples. So I don't think it's fair or reasonable to abandon all testing, but I think we need to prepare ourselves for the fact that we've got used to testing before we go out to see others, etc. I think that's going to be less available in the future.
My final question on that point is, do you anticipate then, when Nicola Sturgeon gives her announcement tomorrow, that Scotland's approach to the pandemic from this point onward is going to pretty much mirror England?
I think you will see some differences from what we hear from the First Minister tomorrow. Wales, for example, have a roadmap through to lifting all measures, which is happening in stages. Northern Ireland have lifted them all at once. I think Scotland's always been a bit similar to Wales in a gradual approach. So I think we are on that trajectory, but I don't think it will mirror England's approach. I also am aware that the devolved nations are concerned about removing most testing and would like testing, and in particular, the surveys and studies that we have underway to continue. Remember, we still got 1 in 25 people in Scotland who are estimated to have the virus at the moment. So it's not gone away, but we're definitely on the home stretch. But we need to keep looking out for future threats, and that includes variants.
Optimism for the future. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Professor Bold.